And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. As we started the show, I was writing something down, and the music caught me off guard, and it put me into a situation where I realized that I wasn't in control. I wasn't in control of that moment, and it took me out of my comfort zone. It did. It took me out of my comfort zone. So what am I getting at? When I'm talking about being in control, what does that mean? Okay, well, we have to start in a certain place. We have to start in a place called retirement. That's the place that I'm starting from. I exist in a place of retirement. I do. I exist in a place of retirement. Now, I didn't get here overnight. It took a lot of hard work, a lot of effort, and a lot of focus on my part to achieve retirement. But I achieved it, and I got it done at the age of 55. Now, some of you are thinking, wow, 55? You got retirement done at 55? How did you do that? Maybe you're starting to think that you ought to listen to me. Maybe you're starting to think that maybe I know something about what I'm talking about. Well, I absolutely do. I do know something about what I'm talking about, and what I'm talking about is not a pipe dream. It's not something that is just created out of smoke and vapor and that you mysteriously follow like magic. It's not magic. Retirement is something that you can achieve if you put your mind to it. It's not something that just mysteriously is created overnight. No, retirement is not mysteriously created overnight. It takes some effort. It takes some planning. It takes some advice. It takes a lot of input, and it takes time. It does take time. Now, the majority of you listening to my voice, you're on what I call the long road to retirement. Yeah, the long road, meaning you're okay with retiring in 30 or 40 or 50 years of age. And I don't mean retiring at the age of 30, retiring at the age of 40, or retiring at the age of 50. No, I mean working for the next 30 or 40 or 50 years. See, many of you have been conditioned by society that retirement for you will happen at the age of 67. That's the age that Social Security Administration currently is saying is the maximum retirement age, the age of 67. People in my year group that are not quite ready for Social Security, because I'm only 60 years of age, I'm not ready for Social Security yet. I'm still in that camp of, will Social Security be here when it's time for me to collect it? And I'm only 60 and a half. I still have another year and a half before Social Security can implode and there might be nothing there for me. So am I worried about not getting a Social Security check? And the answer is no. I'm not worried about getting a Social Security check. And here's why. Because I followed a process. I followed a system. I followed a roadmap, if you will, that got me to a place of retirement in 5 years or less. Not in 30 years, not in 40 years, not in 50 years, but in 5 years or less. As a matter of fact, my outcome was only 2 years. It was only 2 years. I retired myself 2 years after becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, many of you are listening to my voice and you're saying, Lifestyles Unlimited sounds like a swingers club. It's not. It's not a swingers club. It is a description of what your life could be like if you do the things that I do. If you do the things that Del Walmsley, our founder and CEO, does. If you do the things that the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited accomplish. If you do these things, you can get retired in 5 years or less. And I don't care what age you are. I really don't care. I don't care if you're in your teens. I don't care if you're in your 20s. I don't care if you're in your 30s. Don't care if you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, dare I say the 90s. I don't care. Because that is nothing more than a milestone in your life. Your current age is your current age. Can't change it. Can't roll back the odometer. People have been trying for centuries to do that. Can't do it very much, right? So you can only go forward. So what's wrong with what you're doing right now for retirement? The end result is more than 5 years away. The end result may not occur for 10 years or 15 years or 20 years or even longer, depending on where your starting point is. But if you learn how to invest in real estate assets, if you learn the roadmap that we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited, you position yourself for retirement in 5 years or less. 5 years or less. The average retirement age for Americans, according to the Motley Fool, is 62 years of age. 62. The Social Security Administration says that your full retirement age, or at least for my year group, is the age of 67. The majority of Americans, in my opinion, will be retiring somewhere in their 60s. It may be in their early 60s. It might be in their mid-60s. Might be in their late 60s. Some of them will actually retire in their 70s. Did you get that? Retiring in their 70s. But check it out. The Motley Fool says the average retirement age for Americans is 62. So they've got some data that indicates that maybe you don't have to wait so long. But when you check out what the Motley Fool does, the Motley Fool is a website which is really designed for stock investors. Now, they talk about real estate investing. As a matter of fact, they talk a lot about a lot of different types of investing. But in my opinion, their core competency is the stock market. So the reason I bring that up is that they are looking to the stock market for solutions to their retirement problem. One of the reasons that they say that the average retirement age for Americans is 62 is because they have data that indicates that the people that they're tracking, they're retiring at the age of 62. But let's stop for a minute. Let's think about that. 62. How close are you to being the age of 62? For me, I'm a year and a half away. A year and a half away, but I'm already retired. Remember that. I retired myself at the age of 55, not at the age of 62, because I haven't even achieved the age of 62 yet. So if you're waiting until the age of 62 or even the age of 67 to retire, you might have some distance between your current age and that potential age. But at Lifestyles Unlimited, we like to say, and we back it up, that we can help you achieve retirement in 5 years or less. So let's do a simple math problem. I know Rick, my producer, hates it when I do math on the radio, but this is going to be an easy one, Rick. Even Rick can do this one. Take your current age and add 5. Now take that number and subtract it from the age of 62. That's how long you've got doing it the way you're doing it right now. That's how long it will take you to achieve retirement based on your current game plan. Because your current game plan has things dialed in already. You're already doing things in your current retirement plan that are affecting your retirement age. The problem is, with the type of investing that you're doing right now, you're not getting the rates of return that I get with real estate. It's a big chasm in between the two of us. See, you're in a situation where your investments are paying maybe 10 or 12%. If they're even paying 10 or 12%, right? Now, I know the stock market just hit some new highs. And I was looking at the stock market and I was realizing that's true. The stock market hit new highs. But just because the stock market hit new highs, did that correlate into you retiring today, tomorrow, the next day? No correlation there, right? The problem is your investments are not paying you as much money as they need to pay you to get you to a point where you can actually retire in 5 years or less. That's the big salient detail that's missing from your investment plan. Now, your financial planner, they are doing exactly what they told you they would do, right? Because when you sat down with that financial planner, what did they tell you your annual growth rate should be for your investments? Did they tell you a number in the single digits? Did they give you a number maybe in the double digits, like 10% or 11% or 12%? And did they talk to you about things like dollar cost averaging and other strategies to help you keep earning that 10 to 12%? That is a slow road to retirement. It's going to take you until your 60s to potentially get enough money in your bag of money so that you can step away from everything and retire on that money. And remember, when you step away from everything, you stepped away from an income stream, because that everything includes a J-O-B. Those are the three letters that mean job. Your job, it goes away. The income from that job goes away. That income that you've relied on for years and years and years and years and years, it stops. And it's replaced by what? It's replaced by income, or I should say savings, that comes from that big bag of money that you saved up all of those years. And now you've got a real problem. Because you cut your income stream off. Your only income comes from savings. And now you're in a predicament where you don't know how long you're going to live. You don't know if you're going to outlive your money. This is a serious problem. It's a more serious problem than retiring at the age of 62 or retiring at the age of 67. That is a critical failure problem that you have to address. But real estate pays you an income. When you do it correctly, real estate pays you an income. So that when you get to that point of retirement and you step away from that job, that J-O-B, you still have income coming into your household. Income in the form of passive income. Income that is generated by the fact that you're not doing anything, literally, to create that income. Other than have a business relationship in place that is operating on your behalf. And you don't have to do a whole lot to make that thing operate. Because what you're doing is you're providing clean, functional workforce housing to a demographic of people that are looking for it. And when they find your investment property, when they find that really nice rental house that you took the care to find and buy and rehabilitate and put back into service, they're willing to pay you one third of their income to live there. Now that's a recipe for retirement. We come back from the break, I got to clean up this mess on the education thing. Oh, trust me, you're going to love this. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Listen. listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. Now, here's your host.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And we're doing so today by talking about retirement. And we're talking about the fallacy that you have to wait until you're in your 50s or your 60s to retire. You don't. You absolutely don't. And here's why I know this. When I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited in 2017, I was 53 years of age at the time. I did what I was taught to do by Lifestyles Unlimited, and I put it into action. I achieved retirement 2 years later. In 2019, at the ripe old age of 55, I achieved retirement. Now, I had tried to achieve retirement previously in my life, but I failed at it. I did. I had retired from the United States Army in 2014, and I earn a pension, and that pension pays me every month. But that pension doesn't pay me as much money as my household demands in order to meet the needs of my household. So I was in a predicament. I was technically retired from the Army, but I wasn't financially retired from the world. I had to go back to work. I had to do what everybody is trained to do when they leave the United States Army. Go get back into the workforce. Go trade time for money. Because even the people that indicate to our military members that a pension is a good thing, it's not something you can necessarily retire on. Now, some people do, but they live mediocre lives. In my opinion, they lead mediocre lives. They don't do many of the things that I choose to do in my life. And some of those things, they cost money. So when I was forced, and I'll use the word forced, to go back into the workforce, I wasn't real happy. I wasn't. In my mind, I was retired. In my mind, I was done working. But financially, in my checkbook, there was no indication that I was done working, because the outflow from my checking account never changed. What does that mean, Al? Okay, let me explain it to you. So in 2014, when I left the United States Army and I retired from the United States Army and I earned my pension, that pension paid me one third of what I used to make when I was serving on active duty. See, the pension only pays a percentage of something called base pay, but military pay is made up of multiple different types of pays. Not all of those pays translate into a retirement payment. So effectively, I retired on one third of what I used to make. Now, the bills of my house, just because I retired, two thirds of my bills didn't go away. They were still there. And I had a problem. I had an income problem, maybe very similar to the income problem you would have if you choose to retire yourself doing what you're doing now, saving your way to a big bag of money and hoping that you die before that bag of money runs out. To me, that's a terrible gamble. You're gambling with your future. You're gambling with your fortune. You're gambling with a lot. I think it's dangerous. Personally, I think it's very dangerous. I think you need to learn how to invest in real estate assets. Because if a real estate asset is paying you a couple hundred dollars per month in passive income, that's a couple hundred dollars in passive income that you're not getting from any other source. What other source is paying you money? These are questions you have to ask yourself. I'm serious. You got to ask yourself these questions. Now, at the beginning of the show, I was talking about the cost of tuition, basically the cost of going to college. And here's what I found. The average tuition and fees of the United States top 100 colleges, and this is according to collegetuitioncompare.com, is $14,340 for in-state tuition, which is subsidized tuition, by the way, and $50,757 for out-of-state students, and this is for the academic year of 2023 through 2024. Doesn't take into account what people are paying in this current academic year. Now, my alma mater, the University of Southern California, has the highest tuition and fees at $68,237,000. And Brigham Young University has the lowest tuition and fees at $6,496 among the top 100 colleges that this website is reviewing. It's expensive. When we're talking tuition and fees, we're talking about expenses that you pay out, but there's no income coming in. When you're buying a college education, you're not buying an income stream. You are paying money out every year, writing big checks. And you're writing big checks not just for the tuition and fees, but potentially for all the other associated costs of going to college. If you've forgotten what those are, real simple, I'll lay them out for you. Room and board, probably the biggest one. And even if you live at home, you're still consuming power. You're still probably eating at the dinner table. You're still driving a vehicle back and forth to school. So there are still costs associated with going to school. One of the analysis that I did before I came onto the show was I was trying to figure out exactly what does it cost? What does it cost for a four-year college degree? And you know what I came up with? I came up with the number of $327,000. $327,000. Now, how did I get that number? Well, I assumed you're going to spend maybe $40,000 per year to go to school. Because most kids, do they wind up going to school in the place where they live? Some of them do, but not all of them do. Remember, I had Mark on yesterday's show, and he was indicating that his son is looking for a college. Now, they live in Southern California. What colleges are Mark's son looking to when it comes to achieving that college education? Well, here, I'll read them to you. Ohio State, nowhere near Southern California. Purdue, yeah, not near Southern California. University of Tennessee, definitely not near Southern California. Texas A&M, not near Southern California. So I've rattled off four different colleges that he's considering going to, and none of them are in Southern California. What does that indicate to you? That the chances of paying the higher end of the tuition and fees is real. It is very real. It costs money to go to college. And by the way, if you're going to do it correctly, you're probably not working full time in a job that would create an income stream for you of, say, $40,000 per year. Where did I get that from? Did I snatch it out of the air? No. No, I did not. As a matter of fact, what I looked at was, what is the median income for 18 to 25-year-olds? And you know what I found? I found that all day long, they could get jobs working full-time, making $40,000 per year. So what does that matter? Now, think about it. If you're in school for 4 years and you're not going to a full-time job for 4 years, there is an opportunity cost associated with you not working. It's income that you did not trade time for money for. You're leaving $160,000 worth of earnings on the table. Now, I estimated that the money paid to the educational institutions over a four-year period is about the same amount of money. It's about $167,000. So your opportunity cost for any 18 to 22-year-old, your opportunity cost to go to college after you give up the lost wages, after you pay all the money for the education, your true cost of a college education, $327,000. $327,000. And what does that get you? Well, I don't know. Maybe a degree, right? But what's the degree in? Is the degree transferable to the job market, or is it not? You know, there are a lot of degrees out there that people can earn that don't translate into any kind of money for a follow-on job. It's why you find a lot of college graduates that have a degree in one thing, but they're doing something completely different for a career. Because underwater basket weaving does not translate into being a financial planner. It just doesn't. Or does it? Maybe it does. I don't know. So $327,000. Let's break that down. The cost of a four-year, I'll use the term education. For some people, it's a four-year party. Why do I know that? Because I went to the University of Southern California. I watched people attend that college, not necessarily attend the classes, but they were there for the social lifestyle. They were there for the parties. They were there for the beer. They were there for every reason that had nothing to do with getting that education. So there's some of that going on out there too, right? So let's say you have a high school junior, and that high school junior has a big bag of money that you saved up for them. College savings, right? You did that, right? Because you were told that's how you help your children get ahead. You work hard, you save up money, and then you spend that money on an education and hope the child actually gets the education that you're paying for, right? But if you think about that for a minute, $327,000 is a lot of money. What if you taught that child how to invest in real estate? What if they understood that buying single family assets is a great way to get themselves retired in 5 years or less? Let's break the numbers down, shall we? Let's take that $327,000 that you would have spent on a college education to include the $160,000 of lost earning potential. So again, that's a $327,000 number. What if we divided that by $25,000? Why do I say $25,000? Well, real simple. You can buy a house in any state of condition in today's marketplace and spend $25,000 cash out of pocket. There are a lot of deals out there that you can spend less money on, and there are deals that you can spend more money on. But if we just assume that it's going to cost $25,000 to buy a house, and instead of sending the child to college, we send the child to Lifestyles Unlimited. We allow that child to go through the Financial Freedom Seminar. They get the same 16-hour education that everybody gets. And now their mind is focused on the prize. Focused on the prize. So if you think about $327,000 and you divide it by $25,000 per house, they could buy essentially 13 houses. And if those houses produced just $300 a month in cash flow, just $300 per month in cash flow, they'd have a lot of money. So what is a lot of money? How about $3,924? $3,924. Now, some of you are thinking, that's not a lot of money, but let's put it in perspective. $3,924 per month in income from 13 single-family houses. $3,924. If we annualize that, we're looking at over $47,000 in income. Now, let's talk this through. Technically, you didn't have $327,000, did you? Because half of the money came from money that you saved up. You technically saved up $167,000 to send the child to school. They have an opportunity cost of lost wages of $160,000. If they did go to school, that's $160,000 that they did not earn. But if you teach them how to invest as a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you can teach them to buy their first six houses while working full time. You have the money available to you to repurpose and give to them so that they can buy their first six houses. And those first six houses are going to start generating cash flow that they're going to use to live off of, cash flow that they're going to use to pay their necessary bills for living in our society, right? Now you think about it. They're working full time, but they're getting money from their real estate investments. That means the money that they're earning can be repurposed and put back into real estate investments. Do you see what I'm talking about right now? So instead of them spending 4 years to go to college, they spend 4 years building their real estate portfolio up. And they get to a point at the end of 4 years where they have 13 single family houses producing $47,000 per year in passive income. Now let's think that through for a minute, because earlier I said that the opportunity cost for the job that they could go out and get is $40,000 per year, right? But I just suggested that they actually go out and get that job instead of going to college. Earn that job that pays $40,000 per year, take that money and keep putting that money back into real estate. They will get to a point in 4 years where they'll have $47,000 of income against a salary of $40,000. So they will have made more money in real estate once they achieve 13 single family assets than they would if they just went into the workforce. Now they need to go into the workforce because they've got to check that box. They've got to get that income going. But think about it. Think about being 22, having an annual income of $47,000 per year and just getting started with your real estate investing to the point where over the next 3 to 4 years, you're going to double that $47,000 of income and you're going to turn it into $94,000 worth of income. All of this while still in their 20s. Folks, this is the way you get retired. This is the reason you want to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, because we lay out the map for you, and the map will show you different ways to achieve retirement in 5 years or less. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for that free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.